Welcome to Produce Step Up, a podcast designed to inspire you to attain peak performance in your life and work. My name is Joseph Dimoke. Thanks for tuning in today. Thanks for joining me on this episode of Produce Step Up. I want to continue this series of discussions I started on Monday on open doors. Like I said before, open doors are opportunities for us to manifest our abilities, talents, and experience breakthroughs in our work and life. We need open doors to make advancements in life. No matter how prepared or equipped you are for something, if you don't get open doors in that area, there's very little you can achieve, and the progress you can make is very, very limited. So please, when you are done with your preparations for life and all that, please take a step to locate an open door for you to walk in, where you now begin to manifest your abilities. I encourage you to please do well to download other episodes of this podcast. So one of them is locating your open doors when a door closes against you, and the death traps disguised as open doors. Today, what I want to share with you is what to do before you walk into any open door. You may enter open doors legitimately and all that, yet the place you entered into turns out to become bad, or what you didn't plan for. It's not a sign that God didn't open the door or that you did something wrong. It's just because there are some crucial things you're supposed to do before you walk into a new open door that you did not do. That's why my business on this episode is to share with you those things I think you should do every time you see an open door, so that as you walk into that door, you walk in peace. You walk in and it will be useful to you. You walk in and it will be a blessing to you and not a curse. You understand that? Now, the first thing I think you should bear in mind before you walk into any open door is this. Please make sure you are qualified for the place you are entering into. You see, naturally, the way you get open doors is this. You qualify for every door that opens to you. Remember in the last episode, I said that when you qualify yourself, you don't need to use dubious method to enter into any open door. I say when you qualify, what happens is that as you walk close to doors, they will open to you simply because you are just good and qualified for it. Let me bring practical examples to illustrate what I'm saying. If you are qualified for a job, for instance, and you work before an interview panel, you'll be given the job almost naturally. It's not because you know them or don't know them. You'll be given the job on the basis of this, that you have developed your capacity, your skill, and everything to a level where you are useful to that organization or establishment, so you get the job. If you're a contractor, you employ yourself and you work, you have track record that say, oh, this is what I have done, this is what I have not done. Naturally, you experience open doors in that place. If you're a good man or a good lady and you go to talk to a guy, now you want to go to talk to a lady and say, I want to marry you, naturally you experience open door if you are qualified. The same thing applies to a woman who wants to get married. Once you have the right qualifications, of course, you understand what I mean, then naturally you would attract men, sensible men around you who will propose marriage and all that. However, there are times where people get open doors they do not qualify for. Your uncle is a top manager in a multinational, and because you have graduated, you need to be paid $250,000 every month. He say, Njideka, just send me your CV and you get a job. Your uncle is a top government official, and he say, Alera, come, I will give you this job. Now, what is happening in situations like this is that people get open doors they do not qualify to sometimes. Please, I'm not saying that when your uncle connects you to a job, it means you are not qualified. What I'm saying is that a lot of times what happens is that we get places we are not qualified to through these processes. So please, whenever you get an open door, I'd like you to settle down and ask yourself, this door that has opened for me, can I really walk into it? And if I walk into it, will I be able to do what I should do in that door? This is a very important question you should ask yourself. If you enter an open door you are not qualified for, you will disgrace yourself and the person that may have opened the door for you. Please save that person of this disgrace. Save yourself of the embarrassment. By stepping out, don't enter into the door. They say, oh, enter. Say, no, I know they enter. Or if you must enter and you have time between where you are to the door, please take a time to qualify yourself. Many times, why you are not qualified is just because you are not competent for the position, you are not competent for the work, you are not qualified to be a husband. Today is September 2016. As it is now, one of my greatest fears about marriage is that it's not because I don't have money. My greatest fear is that I do not think I'm qualified to do the work of being a married man. I like to wake up at night and read. I like to sleep when I want to sleep. I like to, if I have something to do that will make me not to come back to my house, I will not come back to my house. I will just sleep over somewhere, continue my work. The thing is, as it is in my heart, my work, my career is far more important to me than any other thing. I'm not a girl, so I'm a guy. Okay, if my parents start telling me, if I need to get married, you know those kind of stuff parents say, and they open door and say, we'll take care of your, pay your bride price, everything about your wedding. It's an open door, but do you know why I won't walk into that door? Because my heart needs to be attuned to the condition of being a married person. The last thing I want in my life is that I will get married to a lady. I will subject that lady to suffering because I'm not qualified to get married, and she has got married to me because she loves me. Now, understand, it's not as if I don't love the woman. It's just that there is something about my mind that says work for now is more important than women or children. Now, that has to change when the time comes. You understand what I'm saying? But please, I just told that story to help you see that, of course, if I want to get married, I have to take time to begin to study materials, listen to messages, read, and begin to work on my mind and my daily activities so that it gets conformed to a married man's lifestyle. That same thing applies to job. If they give you open door to become a contractor in a job you don't know how to do, please look for people who can do the job, or take time out and go and take a course. Develop your capacity. They promoted you to a position you know you cannot handle. Go and take a course on business management, leadership, and stuff like that. And let me just, by the side, chip in this thing. In this day and age, if you say you don't know anything, it's just because you don't want to know it. It's not because you can't know it. There are so many plentiful, uncountable, free informations you can get on the internet. And these days, the network services are even dashing that data. Please go and get one. One, say if you pay 25 naira, they'll give you 500 MB in the night. Use it and download materials and study. You understand what I'm saying? The point is this: if you are not qualified for a position for an open door, you do not bring yourself disgrace and shame. Therefore, take a time to develop yourself and therefore qualify before you get in there. Another thing I want you to do is, before you walk into any open door, please be sure you are not walking into a death trap. In the last episode, I explained to you what a death trap is when we talk about open doors. A death trap in disguise is an open door that will drain life out of you and requires you practice evil to either enter into it or sustain it. Let me tell you, that will not do you good. So please, before you walk into a new open door, find out if it's a death trap. If it is a death trap, gently walk out. God has the capacity to open doors to you that will be a blessing to you and will not add any sorrow to you. Wait on Him for the door He will open for you before you enter. The third thing I think you should bear in mind before you walk into a new open door is fully understand where you are going into. Many times when you are entering an open door, you don't know what lies behind. The implication is that many times we enter into such doors, and they are actually either death traps or places we do not want to walk or want to stay, or marriages we don't want to be in. So as much as it lies in your power, as much as you can, please find out where you are going into, what are the terms and the conditions, what is involved, how the place looks and all that. That way you are sure that you don't go there and get shocked. That way you are sure it's something you can cope with. That way you are sure it's not something you go and start crying about. Now please, another thing I want to tell you is this: be sure you are walking into a new open door at the right time. There is time for everything under the earth, says the preacher. That's a scriptural sense. Now please, there is right time to get married, right time to get a job, right time to quit a job so that you now start working for yourself. Right time to even anything you want to do, anything that looks like an open door for you. They say begin to preach in crusades and all that. There's a right time for all these things. If you have not developed capacity and people want to push you, they want to project you, you will crash, because they will project you. People will have so much expectations on you and you cannot deliver. So these are things you just check. Be sure it's the right time. I guess it is the right time when you are qualified for that time, when you have developed capacity to handle what is involved in that time. Do you understand that? Please, the point I've made today is this: before you walk into any open door, be careful it is an open door you are qualified to enter, otherwise it will give you disgrace. Also, be sure that it's not a death trap in disguise, otherwise you'll be killed where you are going into. And please, fully understand what is involved in the place you are entering, so you don't get taken by surprises when you get there. Thanks for being part of today's episode of Brujude Step Up, brought to you by Brujude World, a human capacity development platform with the guiding mission of mentoring, coaching, and inspiring you for peak performance in life and work. You can download more podcasts and many free contents when you visit brujude.com. To get notification on our latest posts, interviews, podcasts, and books, kindly follow us on Facebook, Google+, Twitter, and LinkedIn at Brujude World. You can connect with us on WhatsApp with 0810-550-4664.